This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 75, for Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
I don't know about you, but I am ready to ink it up. Holy cow.
So I'm a little confused here because Google changed their interface. So normally there's a 10-second countdown, and now, boom, all of a sudden, I hit broadcast and we're live. So,
well, Google must have known that you didn't like waiting. I don't know. So, episode 75.
75. Hey, that's pretty good.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. That's sort of like 75th anniversary Penn or something.
Something. Oh yeah. We haven't missed a podcast since
when?
I think we've hit one every week this year.
We had to move a couple for work or shows.
But I think we've had one every.
I think so. Awesome. What's our goal? Just like ad nauseum.
2075, maybe.
How many weeks is that?
That's a lot of weeks.
All right, but when I get to be 90, I think it might be time to end.
Oh, man, another 60, 70 years, huh? Okay.
Oh, you're cute. All right. Well, we should get moving. We have a lot of exciting stuff, and I think we might have a Dairy Queen date after this. So.
All right, thanks.
I blame the chat this time.
We will see you next week.
I blame the chat. The chat started to talk about food.
Yeah. It wasn't. Maybe we just, can we send Garrett to go to Dairy Queen, maybe?
Kids, go get ice cream.
Oh, man. Okay, so what? First off, we got a rather nice nice postcard in the mail this past week.
Our good Steph, friend Steph Rock
was in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and so sent the most delightful postcard of a 18th century desk dresser. I don't know, mammoth.
Like thing. A secretary kind of thing.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, and Brian decided he wanted one because on the back of it, she wrote, "Wouldn't this be great to hold pens or something?" And so then Brian decided, you know, I need more pens.
Well, you know, I mean, I like the, I like what we have, but, you know, we can always use more, right? Always use more storage.
Well, we posted it on Facebook, and Colburn, if you're out there, help me out here. But somebody made a comment that it was sort of like Chippendale style meet Stickley, and I just saw the Chippendale part and thought like, oh yeah, Chippendales are gonna come help move this. I like this, and Colburn shot me down and said no, that wasn't quite what that meant. Darn it, no Chippendales.
So anyway, that was
Cool.
Thoughtful. Yeah.
Yep. That was awesome. That was awesome.
Nice to get a card from across the pond from
yeah.
Steph. So.
Yep. Because we saw her last in D.C. and then
has
hopefully
it been D.C. is that been
she's
that
still
long
recovering
already?
From that. Yeah. Yeah. And then I know we're gonna see a bunch of friends coming up soon in Columbus. Now, in the chat, raise your hands. How many of you are going to Columbus?
I'm not allowed to put a hand up?
No.
Come on, man.
No.
Columbus.
In the chat, guys. Aziza, are you going to make it? Jonathan? Paul? Hugh and Carol? Come on, don't let me down. Ira? Somebody? Tracy? Come on, you know you want to go. Who's going to Columbus?
Somebody is.
Somebody's bound to.
Well...
Which is, by the way, next freaking week.
Next week. I know,
ooh,
right?
Oh, crap. I got
to yeah, so Columbus is, I don't know about you, but it's the perfect show for the
you
end.
You always say,
of the year.
This is my favorite.
It is. I like all the shows. I really do. They all have
almost
their own.
All.
Yeah, almost all. I mean, some are cooler than others, definitely. Some have their issues, but they're all fun to go to, and this one just happens to be one of the best run, the most exciting. massive is really a good word to describe the size, I think.
It is. I would call it the third largest.
Yeah,
after
easily.
DC,
LA,
and then Columbus. And I would go along with best run.
Yeah. It's, you know, and I mean, and not to, I don't want to try to single out any of the other organizers, but Terry shows
rock.
And this show in particular, because of the length of the number of years that they've held the show, the number of people that they have helping out. It's just super show. And of course, they have auctions and all that good stuff. So
two of them.
Two auctions, which maybe perhaps I should leads me into the can I share the list, please?
What list?
The auction list.
No.
You mean no? you got something fine. In there you if, want? You don't want anybody
no,
to...
If you can keep it brief, because I mean,
keep it brief.
You could talk about every pen for 20 minutes, and then you're going to give away all your secrets.
I'm not giving away any secrets.
I'm not sure if I'm going to be working or sitting next to you holding your arm down.
You're going to be holding my hand. Okay. Here it is.
All right. Holy cow, awesome cool pens. Now, is this Saturday or Thursday?
And we're done. No, this is Thursday. So now Thursday is what typically
the Junkers.
No, well, they call it the Discovery Auction, not the
parts,
Junkers.
People, it's parts.
Not always. It's either there are pens with condition problems, or they're very rare pens that are missing something.
Honey, if you say that they're Junkers, then not as many people will go. And
these pens are crappy. No, but you know, just a lot of nice pens in this lot, and of course, true to the Columbus auction, you know, there's about 100 lots here. Vacuumatics. I mean, and Thursday night's auctions are cool because you can buy lots of pens. So like, here's a lot with two Vacuumatics and a Vacuumatic pencil, a couple of three Schaefers in one lot. You've got some nice hard rubber pens, a Parker 21.5 with a keyhole nib, you know, some Lachlans, AA Watermans, some more parts. I think I need that cap.
My goodness.
You know, really, really interesting pens. The LeBouf barrel, you know, a grouping of Parker dual folds, Lucky Curves, all sorts of stuff. Lots of lots, so to speak. Nothing in here is going to be museum quality.
No.
Collector quality. I mean, you know, you can make something out of all of these for sure, but they're not pristine.
Ooh, Eisenstadt. I just like
Eisenstadt.
That.
Yeah, that one looks neat. I'd like to see.
Tiny
can't wait to see that.
Pen. Yep. There's a Targa. What's wrong with that?
A Targa, yeah. Who knows?
Okay.
Yeah. So really, really
cool
interesting
stuff.
Yep. And let's see. Let's take a look real quick at the Saturday auction.
Oh,
I know this is the premier stuff.
This is good stuff. Scary.
Yeah. You can't. I mean, just. I mean, and right here, right away, the top 10 items. Unbelievable. You got a Pick Holy Water sprinkler.
Oh my heavens.
You'll never see another one of those ever, probably. Done oversize. I mean, come on. Hand engraved Conklin, crescent overlay. Just stunning stuff. When I saw this the other day, I said, man.
Ooh, look at the Waterman 56.
Yeah, Cardinal. Isn't that nice?
Carter's. Now, the nice thing about Carter's pens, if you're not familiar with those, is unlike some other companies, the Carter plastics generally hold their color really, really well.
They do,
That's if you can find a full-size Carter, you'll pay for it. Usually you find the smaller ones.
Or the slim, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Look at that set in the box. Look at the color in there. Isn't it just looks
and
like...
And I'm looking at that coral. That's just beautiful.
Yeah, the coral's nice. That blue there looks just like, you know, you're looking out on the water.
Really now, remember, nice. People, if you're listening to this later, we're talking about the Columbus, the Ohio Pen Show auction site. Look at that Waterman 100-year pen.
Yeah.
The pictures for the Saturday auction. Gorgeous stuff.
Yeah, if that 100-year pen was red, he would be all over that, right?
Yep.
A nice gold and bronze Eversharp Equipoise. John Holland, Lady Patricia set. Look at that color. That's just outstanding. Doric.
So lots of nice things in the auction. Now, the other nice thing about Terry when he does his auctions is he keeps things moving along pretty well.
Yes.
So you don't have too much of an issue with things dragging out for 4 hours.
He's Stop added some it. Stuff here.
Stop it.
Look at that. They got a Schaefer, that Schaefer display, the husband and wife.
That's cool.
That
right,
is.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe.
I got to find a place to put it.
Oh, he's going to have the John Holland photo.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
so,
man.
Anyway.
Me and Saatchi are going to go after that one, I can tell you.
Saatchi's great.
Yes.
So anyway, awesome. Awesome stuff. And the nice thing is that you can spend most of the weekend looking at it. Terry's son, Ben, is usually in charge of the auction. And you can go and look at it privately. And one at a time, you can look at stuff, hold it, so that you have a better idea of what you're bidding on, which is awesome.
Now, some of that stuff, on occasion, if it's exceptionally rare, you have to actually make a special appointment to see it. But I don't see anything in there that's too exceptional that's going to require an appointment, but there's some really, really killer stuff in that. It's you know, and I say it every year, but it's one of the best looking auction lineups I've seen in a while. So
you do say that every year.
Well, is that not an exceptional lineup that Saturday night?
I just closed my eyes and prayed while you were looking. Sorry.
All right.
I think we need a poll. And we're going to put a poll on how many pens you're going to buy at the show.
Now, is that just for me?
Well, I hardly ever buy pens.
Well, I mean, whose fault is that?
Oh, I don't know.
All right. So I guess we should mention here, let's see. Let's go real briefly over, and we'll talk more about it next week.
Because we'll talk more next week.
Yeah. The schedule, for any of you that are still kind of on the fence, the show, it starts early as Wednesday, November 6th, pen selling starting at 6 p.m. until who knows when. Thursday, it starts picking up. Exhibitors, weekend registrants only, pen selling from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then this is one of the things we love about the Ohio show is every night there's something going on. So Thursday night on the 7th, wine and cheese party at 6 p.m., always a nice way to start the weekend. The Discovery Auction is at 8. Friday, we have weekend registrants, pen selling, a full show set up from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Public show is 1 to 6. There's going to be a number of seminars. We'll touch those next week.
Yep.
A pizza party at 6 o'clock, not to be missed. Don't show up late. You will not get pizza, seriously. Sam and Frank from Pendemonium, they get 50 pizzas? I mean, it's ridiculous.
They get a bunch.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's always gone by the end of the night. Always. So.
Yeah. If you wait, like if you leave the show, you go up to your room and, you know, maybe you want to take a shower and freshen up or change your clothes or whatever, by the time you get back down, the pizza will be gone.
It's gone.
Or there'll be like the tiny little accidental sliver piece. And people have probably nibbled at the crust already.
The last piece of cheese or Hawaiian or something that nobody likes anyway.
Yep. And the soda. Usually there are more sodas than pizzas. But, you need to get there early.
So that's at 6. The PCA meeting run by our beloved...
Some woman
in this room. 8 o'clock, and there'll be coffee and cookies for that, I believe, is usually the fair.
Cookies, yes.
And they're excellent, too, the chocolate chip cookies.
Yep.
My stamp of approval on that, right?
So Pendemonium feeds you, and the PCA gives you dessert.
Yep.
And then you go to the bar, and you schmooze, and
go show pass off. And so, yep. Actually, I'm looking forward to that, because while you're up there giving the State of the Union, me and Eddie,
the other Ed,
are going to be getting together, and that's going to be fun. So
it'll be good to see him again.
That's Friday. Saturday, November 9th. Man, the big day come. If you can't come any other day, come this day. Public show is 9 a.m. to 5. A number of seminars, and then dessert party is 7:15 to 9. So you have just enough time at 5. Works. Get your stuff ready. Go have your dinner reservations or eat at the hotel, what have you. But
don't
be back
miss
for
dessert.
Yeah. Be back Holy for dessert. God. 7:15 to 9, and it's crazy. It's just
awesome.
Yeah, it's way overdone, really.
Yeah, they get you all sugared up. You can have coffee and some alcohol in there. You know, they've got Kahlua or Bailey's or whatever.
Yeah.
So they get you a little sugared up, a little liquored up, and then you go bid.
Then to the big auction, Score. 8 to 10.
Yeah.
So that's Saturday. So now you've got something else going. And so, you know, Saturday is a long, long day.
But it's fun.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Sunday, again, public show is 10 to 5. A number of seminars, and that really wraps up a long weekend of pen events. So really not to be missed show, especially if you're interested in vintage pens. There's a large number of modern pen dealers, too. I don't want to dismiss that, but... Columbus has always been one of the premier vintage shows in the country, and I look forward to it every year because I know I'm going to find something killer every year. And all our best friends are there too, so which always makes me happy to see some of these people we don't see, or we see early in the year and then we don't see them till the end. Or, you know.
Yep, awesome show, awesome friends, awesome auctions. What's not to love?
Yeah, you know, if you can't make it this year, definitely put it on your list for next year. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. It's one of those. You're right. This is the third best show. Absolutely.
Yep.
Third largest show. All right, so.
So.
There's that. What else do we got? We don't have anything else, do we?
We promised him an announcement.
We promised an announcement. Okay.
We did. All right, so do you want to tell him that you're pregnant, or should I tell him that you're pregnant?
Well, you know, I've worked hard for... no. Do we want to have a little quiz?
I have a little quiz.
Okay. All right. All right. We got to allow for a little bit of lag in the chat here.
Yep. So
let's see if anybody can guess.
Hugh and Carol, you're not allowed to answer this.
You're not allowed.
In the chat, let's see how close you get. What do copper-colored tin ceiling tiles, Biloxi Blues paint, and Brian's new ginormous Parker case all have in common?
Dun, let's give them a couple seconds. Now we got to, just to remind people if they weren't here present last week, the Parker case is what did we say? It's 5 feet 11 inches long.
It's
24 inches deep, so it's almost 6 feet long by 2 feet deep.
I'm still gonna have you buried in it. All right, so copper-colored tin ceiling tiles, Biloxi Blues colored paint by Dutch Boy. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the new Parker case, well, the vintage Parker case that we drove to Virginia and back. Was it last weekend?
That was two weekends ago.
Okay.
Well, and this all kind of all rolls into people probably think we're nuts anyway.
Well, we are.
You know, but you know, I recently started collecting these cases.
Yeah, that's an issue.
That's an issue. We're gonna have therapy right here on the podcast. Oh, okay. No, because I went to that auction and I brought home three.
Yes, you did.
Two of which, unfortunately, did not fit in the pen room. They will not go downstairs.
All right, so what do they all have in common? Ready? Drum roll. Somebody give me a drum roll.
I'm sorry. I had that ready. You told me to have it ready.
Do I have a drum roll?
I gave you a drum roll. Did you hear that?
No. Here we go. They can all be found.
Oh, I'm supposed to say this?
Yeah.
In our new retail store. So. I don't know why you can't hear that, but I just. So we're opening a store.
In downtown Appleton, we looked for a long time. It's something we've wanted to do for a while.
We've been looking for about a year and a half.
Yep.
In seriously, about 6 months.
Yep. We found a couple that we looked into. A couple had issues, so we finally found what we think is a perfect space. Aziza, oh my God, she's gonna give herself a heart attack. So yes, a retail store. You can check it out. We don't have pictures up yet on Facebook.
Soon, very soon.
And we'll put something
soon.
Up. Yep. On the space at the moment, but brick and mortar. Absolutely. We've been working on it. Absolutely gorgeous color. It's got tin ceiling tiles that are just beautiful. It's really got some character.
It was kind of almost, I don't want to use the word fate, but we had a couple other options that kind of fell through, and then this thing just sort of opened up, and it's the quite possibly the best space in all of downtown.
To have
a retail store and to have this type of store.
Yep.
So we're incredibly excited, and it also explains, at least on my part, the length of time it takes me to respond to emails, and the increased length of repair queue time. So, because I get done with work and we'd immediately go look at places every night of the week.
Yep. And once we finally negotiated this, and now that we've got keys, we are really working very, very hard to get this thing up and running. And the weekend after Columbus, we will have our grand opening.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're shooting for that. I think that's it's going to be. I think it's going to be a little tight.
But, it'll be tight, but it can be done. It's about half a mile from home.
Yeah. It's great. It's walking distance.
We can walk.
It's two blocks actually from where I, fortunately or unfortunately, it depends on how you look at it. Still
work. Where you work.
So I mean, literally, it's 2 minutes. For me I get done with work, I walk over, and I'm there, or what have you. So.
And downtown is wonderful. Downtown Appleton, there are other cities, there are other places in town where we could have found, you know, bigger space, cheaper, or just, you know, different space. But downtown is very full, very active, very, very active.
Yeah, there's something going on all the time.
Something going on all the time.
There's a university is right down the street, so it's perfect. It's
a terrific place. And this location actually has a storefront that is on the main road, but it's also part of an inside little mall, so you have all sorts of things going on. And the mall itself has, it's not like a regular retail mall, it's more like just a downtown little shopping center, but I don't know how to describe it.
But it has some really
cool amenities that we plan to take care of.
Yeah, there are some cool things. Definitely, we hope to see to have many of you as guests here.
Absolutely.
In Appleton at the store.
Come on down.
We've got a lot of things planned, and we're not done. So.
We still have some other big things coming up.
We've got a lot of big things coming up. So, but this is just we've been talking about it, and this is just the perfect town for this.
Yeah.
It's not huge. It's not a huge town, but Appleton it has the right culture, and
it's got the right mix of other stores downtown as well. So we've got that's what we've been working on. That's why some of the things have been. A little slower, perhaps. you know, repairs or getting things on the site or emails. I mean, I'm down at the store painting for hours. But
yeah, I'm still sore. We painted the entire place on Saturday.
Well, Friday and Saturday.
You started on Friday, and then I helped.
Yeah, I'm still feeling it.
I'd like to think
it's
I helped on Saturday.
You did. Sure.
But we had flooring we had to rip up, and I'm still feeling it. So.
Yeah. No, it's gorgeous. We will. We have some before pictures, and as we get more stuff done and up, we'll take more pictures. But we are loving it, and we've got a lot of interesting things planned. Some new brands, some new products within some current brands. I think we're going to try and do a couple live events.
Yep. I'm excited about some of these new brands that we're going to be bringing in. I think they're going to be.
Yeah.
Actually, some of them I want for me, so that's one benefit of doing it. But there's a number of things that I think would be of interest to some people, and it's just going to be plain fun.
It will. It will.
You know,
everybody in the mall is all excited, and
yes.
It's going to be fun. And we've had a lot of people looking through the windows.
Yeah.
So.
It's going to be great. So, if you're in Appleton, and we're going to be open 6 days a week, and to answer some of these other questions that are coming in, yes, we're still going to do pen shows. That does not change.
No.
And unfortunately, I still am going to work. I know we're completely nuts, but that's just how it is, and that's the only way to live, as far as I'm concerned. So.
Yep. So yeah, we're excited, and we will keep you posted.
Yeah, we're shooting right now. I think the day is what, the 15th?
16th
is a Saturday, the 16th.
Yep.
Which is, yeah, it is pretty quick considering that the carpet's not going to be in until next
5th.
Week.
Yep.
And then we leave for Columbus the day after. So we're not actually getting anything in, we're not getting display cases in the store until Monday the 11th.
No, we could bring some stuff in maybe, you know.
Yeah, I guess we can next week.
We'll see.
I just have to pack
early.
We're bringing all the cool vintage cases, and just they're going to look so beautiful. I'm excited.
Brian's more excited about that than anything else, I think.
Well, it's going to be. It's been a dream for a long time to have all these vintage cases in one spot, and to be able to have some cool pens and stuff in there. So, and desk sets. We'll be desk.
Oh my God, desk sets. Yep. So, but definitely like us on Facebook and follow the progress and follow us on Twitter. We will have some in-store things going on, or if we post something maybe on Facebook or Twitter that might have a code or something, so you definitely want to keep an eye on that.
Because
while Brian's at work, I'll be all alone with the social media.
See, I keep telling her I'm jealous, but she's like, well, no, you really don't want. I'm like, yes, I want to be in this store. Yes.
So what else is going on?
We'll save the new stuff for when it actually gets here, which, of course, it will also be on the website.
Yes.
Mary Collis says she's 918 miles from... If she leaves now.
Hey, Mary, we have a guest room.
We do. We can kick the kids out.
Yeah, we'll kick Garrett out.
We do have a couple of things that are coming up this week, which are kind of cool and exciting.
We're very excited.
We're just all around excited.
Yeah.
I guess I'll start.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Talking. That'd be great. Shut up and talk. The new TWSBI 580s, black and rose gold trim. Are making
so
their
pretty.
Ways. Yeah, they are making their way to us as we speak. We should have them here. What is today? Tuesday, end of week.
Yep, we have tracking, so I'm. It's sort of like watching Santa Claus,
They're gonna be nice looking pen. They're a little bit more expensive than the regular 580. I think they're about $20 more.
Yep.
But it's a nice, really, really, I just love rose gold in anything. So I think this is really an exceptional looking pen. supplies a little bit limited at first. If you're interested, just they're actually up on the website now. You can hit the back in stock notification when we get them in, then you'll just be notified. So that's coming up this week, so that'll be cool. What else you got?
We have, you know, I love me some ink.
Love me some ink.
I love me some ink. we are restocking organics this week. We've been out of a number of things, and we're also including several new colors.
Oh, really?
this is news
to me.
5 or 6 new colors.
Good thing we got that extra bookcase.
I keep yelling at Tyler to stop making colors. He's trying to compete with Diamine or something. Some of them are iron gall or pigmented ink. So those are going to be fun.
I'm jumping ahead here.
That's fine. Scribal Workshop, we're getting an order to restock coming in this week as well. That damselfish blue is just gorgeous.
I like that a lot. That might just be. I gotta get rid of some of this other stuff here. I mean, I'm almost done with my Aurora blue. Okay.
Lucas does a great job with his inks. The siren, the mermaid, and the damselfish. Those three blues are phenomenal, but the greens are awesome as well. And
yeah, I like the greens too. Pretty.
I mean, they're all good. The Sasquatch brown is really cool. The Zhulong red is awesome. I mean, the toad purple. And Nessie purple. Oh, my God.
I love the names. The names are great.
Yeah.
Everybody in the chat is trying to figure out how far of a drive it is.
I'm serious.
Come on, Jonathan. 16 hours. Come on.
Please.
We can do that with our eyes closed. In fact, I think we did once.
I think we did, yeah. Organics and Scribal coming in this week. And like I said, Organics, we will have several new colors. So that is going to be really cool. And speaking of ink, take it away, Handsome.
Speaking of Iron Gall, we got a lovely package from Germany about yesterday, 2 days ago.
Yep.
Finally, Rohrer and Klingner is back in stock, including Scabiosa and Salix Iron Gall, which were so popular we barely had them in stock for very long. So those are back in stock, and I'm very happy to have those. So.
Yep. And because of Fountain Pen Day, which is Friday... Right?
Does that mean did I get a fountain pen that day? I do, actually, don't I?
Is that our anniversary?
It is our anniversary.
All right, you get a pen that day. You might even get two. Because Fountain Pen Day is on Friday, we are extending our free shipping promotion through Friday.
Yep. So that's free U.S. shipping over $25 and international. Because it varies so much, we'll give you essentially the equivalent, so it's $6 off. The codes are right on the homepage.
Exactly, so check that out. But lots of ink. We also have, Brian doesn't know this, but we have a bunch of Clairefontaine coming in and some other stuff.
When I say order stuff, I just mean order the stuff that we sold. Okay.
Growth. It's growth.
I know.
Ooh, Friday is Tracy's birthday.
Okay, everybody, that's everybody, cool. We're going to sing happy birthday.
No, we're not. We could say happy birthday. All right. That's a cool day to have as a birthday.
A fountain pen day? She needs a pen.
That's awesome. All right, so.
What else we got? Anything?
We got a store. We got a store. Oh, my God.
It's real pretty. It doesn't have any carpet yet, but...
It's pretty, yeah. So, all right, so I think... Is that about it? I have some shout-outs.
You got some shout-outts? Awesome.
I do.
Rock it.
I do. Hugh and Carol, for their patience, I hope you guys have unlimited texting, because I know we've been burning up the texts with all this store prep and drama and chaos. Big hugs to Cousin Martin for the same thing. We've been emailing back and forth a lot, and he's been super supportive, and he's been a lot of fun to have in on the secret. Big hugs to our super good friend, Bert. When we first started the search, Bert was
amazing,
so supportive and so helpful, and had some great suggestions. Now, keep in mind that Brian and I both come from a retail background, so it's not like we just decided.
Well, and we're also doing this.
Let's
kind
just
of,
be crazy.
We're kind of doing this backwards, right? And most everybody takes a brick and mortar, and then they make an e-commerce business out of it. And we're kind of doing the reverse. And a lot of people I know thought we were nuts. I mean, they were like, "No, you don't ever want to do that."
In this place, in this town,
it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense.
And we've done a lot of research, but big hugs to Hugh and to Hugh and Carol, and to Bert, and to Martin for being just awesome and supportive and great sounding boards.
Yeah, thank you.
So we greatly appreciate it. And big hugs to Stephanie for sending that postcard and thinking of us. That was just really cool.
Yeah, I love getting stuff in the mail. That's awesome.
Yeah. Eddie G, you too, man. Yes. Dude, you send the coolest stuff.
Yeah.
Didn't he send you a pen?
He did. Eddie sent me a I have it here. Where is it?
It's part of a pen?
Yeah, it's over here somewhere. I don't remember where I put it. I think it's on my counter back there. A green icicle that needs some help. So I will be working on that sometime, hopefully. Yep. See if we can get it back to its former life.
And, of course, all you guys in the chat, you guys rock. I so look forward to Tuesday nights because of the chat.
I don't know, it just scrolls by. It's like, you know, credits on a movie. It just,
it's fun. Except the credits here you want to read. It's
yeah, like, I do. You know,
I want to do the podcast, but read at the same time. So, anyway.
All right.
I think we're done with shock and awe.
Not yet. Not yet, maybe.
No. I know. You still have a
We got more tricks. We got more tricks up our sleeve. We got to keep it interesting.
Exactly. That's just the start, people.
That's just
watch
the start.
Out. Brace yourself. Watch miracles happen.
Next week. Now, last week we mentioned that this week we were going to have a special guest.
Yeah.
And due to scheduling conflicts, we had to push it off. But next week we are going to have a very special guest. We're excited about that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, he's a blast. You're going to love it.
There will be a teaser for you up on Monday night.
Normally
I do them on the weekend, but this is going to be super fun. In fact, just to give you an idea how much fun this is going to be, I was asked one question during my we called him yesterday, and he says, "Okay, so is this G-rated?"
Do I have to behave myself?
Yeah, so I have to behave myself. You're going to fit in just fine. So.
Yeah. No, he's great. We've known him for a long time. And it's a good week to have him on. So we'll just leave it at that. But you don't want to miss next week because our guest is a blast.
He's going to be fun. So, and, you know, he doesn't hit the social media a lot, but the dude knows his pens.
He does.
Man,
he absolutely does.
He's got it. He really does. So.
And he's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got dry but droll. Like he says something and it takes you a minute. Like
yeah, and then he waits. He waits, and then all of a sudden you get the little curl of the smile, and then he knows you know he got you. So that's next week.
Definitely check in next week. You're gonna have a blast.
We'll have something up a little promo Monday night. To give you a clue in who it's going to be. So some of you who hit the show circuit do know him. So that's as much as I'm going to tell you.
He doesn't go to most shows.
No, only a couple.
Yep. All right. So he's a recluse. No.
No.
No. All right. So I think that's it. I think we've shocked everybody enough.
Okay.
So everybody, Appleton does have an airport.
Yep. International airport, so it does go to Canada once a year. No, just kidding. No, it does have an airport, and We welcome you to our home. And,
oh my! Yeah, just let us know. We'll open the store.
Yeah. And yeah, any day of the week. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So there you go.
All right. I think DQ is still open. So.
Ooh, Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen run. All right, everybody. I think that's it for this week.
I think so.
Comments, suggestions for topics. Use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Definitely catch us online. Send us an email.
Email is brian@andersonpens.net.
Or lisa@andersonpens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
We do have a Facebook account. It's facebook.com/AndersonPens.
We have a blog, and that's where you're going to find all the updates on the store, blog.andersonpens.net.
Woo! And the website is andersonpens.net. That was store excitement.
That was store excitement. All right. Join the mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming new products or special sales. Thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
You guys rock.
See you next week. Good night.
Bye. Ink it up.